This is a Tuesday edition of Ozarks at Large. Grace and Flavor, a new coffee bar and retail shop, is scheduled to open this autumn on Emma Avenue in Springdale. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the nonprofit establishment will be staffed by adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Among new bakeries, retail shops, salons, galleries, and craft beer hangouts on downtown Emma Avenue, currently undergoing urban revitalization, will be a new nonprofit coffee shop.
So, welcome to Grace and Flavor.
Sandy Wright, Executive Director of SLS, supporting lifelong success for neurodiverse adults, is coordinating the startup.
The menu is signature sandwiches, salads, smoothies, and great coffee. But we're also going to be responsive to our customers. So we're going to have an idea board up. We're going to have events where we're asking people, you know, what do you want? And what, so that we really are being responsive to the community as much as we can. But we think that things we're going to be offering are going to be pretty hot.
Wright says the restaurant, currently under construction, will be staffed by paid individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, 18 years and older.
And we're going to have adjustable work hours. So if someone can only work 3 hours a day for 2 days a week, that's their schedule. And so we're taking on, in a sense, we're taking on kind of a beta test for what can be a wide open opportunity, and we're going to be learning, just like we're going to be learning what diversity means in Springdale.
Employee screening will be designed and facilitated by Clinical Director for SLS, Marianne McIntyre, co-coordinator for Arkansas Behavior Support Specialists, in association with the Arkansas Department of Education.
You know, our goal is to link with agencies like ASN and Lifestyles and others who also have employees that they will be looking to place. So it's not just the people we work with, it's really across the board.
Grace and Flavor employees will learn an array of job skills from managing, marketing, accounting, and customer service, of course.
And we have a program called E-Squared, which is going to link up with more employers to provide support and whatever's needed in order to open up opportunities for the people that we're privileged to work with.
Grace and Flavor is a project of SLS, formerly Spectrum Living Solutions, established in 2015 by Fayetteville residents Ashton and Betts McCombs. Inspired by daughter Anna, diagnosed with autism, SLS is governed by a board of directors comprised of community and business leaders.
And so there's really a national conversation going on about how do we best support and launch and honor and respect the contributions of adults who are neurodiverse and their families, because oftentimes the families are kind of secondary, and so we're looking at the whole family unit.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, a large proportion of persons with disabilities, 8 in 10, do not work. Some are physically unable to hold a job. Others lack access to specialized workforce training and employment opportunities. One survey found that 85% of college-educated neurodiverse adults, those on the autism spectrum, fail to engage careers post-college degrees, which require neurotypical social and communication skills.
And so we're starting our own social enterprises. We're starting our own businesses that will hire, place, and support, and also beta testing some new ways to create an environment where everyone can thrive. And Grace and Flavor is our first foray into that. And we're very excited about it. And we're very excited about it being in Springdale, because one of the key elements that we focus on is diversity and inclusion. And that means diversity and inclusion across the board. So beyond just having our menus in Spanish and Marshallese, we're going to also have events and other things that really bring the community together, give us all exposure so that we can, you know, find out all the many things we don't know and generate an environment of curiosity about each other as humans. And that includes, you know, people who are oftentimes ignored or shunned, or people walk away from because of behavioral issues or whatever, that are incredibly beautiful, incredibly kind, incredibly talented people And so that's what we want to create here.
SLS, supported by major donors, is associated with the May Institute based in Randolph, Massachusetts, which serves children and adults with disabilities to promote independence, choice, dignity, and respect. Wright says Core Architects is lending a hand in designing Grace and Flavor's interior as an interactive space.
They've donated all the architectural work. So we have designs and drawings and colors and furniture and layout that they've given us. And we just finished working with, we're working with a construction company and an engineering company to look at what the space will look like. And it's pretty exciting. The colors are both calm and popping.
Wright expects Grace and Flavor to have a ripple effect in Northwest Arkansas.
So hire, train, and support neurodiverse adults, build a network of employers for strong workforce development, monitor and assess the model for impact and replication. And we're working very closely with Rogelio Contreras Rodriguez at the University at the Walton College. He's the head of the Innovation Center. And we're getting together a group of faculty members who will monitor what we develop from training and hiring and everything, and it, so we can create a white paper on Grace and Flavor as a model. And we're going to be totally transparent, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the things we screw up, the things we are successful with, so that we actually have built a model of social enterprise.
Sandy Wright is meeting with other nonprofits and cultural community groups to solicit insight, as well as diverse employee prospects. Emma Schock, a recent graduate from the UA School of Journalism and Strategic Media, is marketing director for SLS, and she's building Grace and Flavor's social network.
Listeners can go to Facebook and search SLS Community and Grace and Flavor. There are new Facebook pages there. We're welcoming the community there to engage with us. There's also graceflavor.com and slscommunity.org for the websites.
A grand opening for Grace and Flavor will take place in November. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And Grace and Flavor is holding a mural contest for the whitewashed wall on the back of the restaurant. Winning design will receive a $1,000 prize. You can go to graceflavor.com for details.